Okay, it's step number 10. And in this step is so important because now that you know how to open up all those chakras, and you know that by opening up all those chakras, you become like a human receptor. It's like all of that energy is just flowing. And trust me, it's a good thing. But we also need you to stay grounded because being grounded for psychics and mediums is so important because otherwise we can get what some might be referring to as a little bit woo-woo, a little bit too out there, a little bit too disconnected from reality. And I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, you've definitely met someone like this. And well, you probably know it because you're like, okay, that person is definitely on some other kind of planet. So, getting grounded is also really important for people that aren't psychics and mediums. It's something that even you should be teaching to your children because we want to know that grounding has a lot to do with creating a safe space and has a lot to do with feeling rooted in the earth and rooted in Mother Nature. To be grounded can help improve your health, your physical, your emotional, and your spiritual health. And when we're ungrounded, we lose our center and we feel powerless to all that's going on around us. So it's really important for us to get grounded and rooted in our body. Now, here are some things that you probably don't realize and that you're doing subconsciously. So let's say things get really stressful in the house and there's, something going on in the house, maybe an argument or something in your family, and just feel really stressed. You probably, if you're a smoker, go have a cigarette. If you're not a smoker, you probably go have something to eat. If you're not someone who likes to snack, you're probably going for a walk outside, you're washing your hands, you're going to the bathroom. And this is so subconscious that you probably don't even realize that you're doing it. And that's because all of those things are grounding. When you wash your hands, you're actually grounding yourself. When you're having a bath, you're grounding yourself. When you're going pee, you're grounding yourself. When you're walking outside in the dirt with your bare feet, you're grounding yourself. And it's because to be grounded to means be in the moment and be connected with earth, with nature, or within yourself. So when you wash your hands, you're not thinking about how am I going to pay that bill and I'm so mad at Sally. You're feeling the hands on your water, you're putting the soap on, and you're being connected to what's happening around you right now. Now, you don't have to wash your hands or walk outside bare feet to get grounded. There's also a wonderful grounding meditation that you can do. And this grounding meditation just takes you through seeing this visual cord at the base of your spine. And then as you vision the cord coming out of the base of your spine, just around your base chakra, see it going down both of your legs, this beautiful, bright white cord. And then see it coming out of your feet and crashing through the earth, going through all the rocks and the debris and just crashing through Mother Earth. And then see it getting to the center of the earth and wrapping around a giant rose quartz. This is your grounding pull. This is the love bomb that's going to just cover you in love. Then you're going to see that the rose quartz and that cord, after it's wrapped around, wrapped around, and wrapped around, you're going to see it rising up back through the earth. And it's carrying all this amazing, crystalline, beautiful rose quartz love with it. And you're going to see it crashing all the way up, and it's going to attach just to the bottom of your feet. Now, I was once told that there was a woman who was attaching the cord and wrapping it around her ankle. And after doing this for about a month, she visually, like honest to God, look at her, she had bruises on her ankles. That visualization is incredibly powerful. So we just want you to attach the grounding cord to the bottom of the feet. And the other reason why is it's great to be grounded, but think about if you ever needed to fight or flight. You want to make sure that you still have movement in your upper body so that if something happened, you could take off at a moment's notice and you could just get out of that situation and still have the ability to feel airy enough and light enough to do it. So getting grounded is really important because you're going to have these chakras open when you're working with spirit, but at the same time, we want you to be grounded. So what I do is I first do the visualization of grounding, then I go in and I do a meditation that opens up all my chakras. Then once all my chakras are open up, now I'm ready to go work with spirit. That's what we're going to talk about next.